It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The fire that started in a Bronx apartment Sunday was one of the deadliest that the city has seen in decades. At least 17 people are dead and dozens more were injured. But it may not always be clear in the moment what we should do if there's a fire in our building and when it might be better to stay put than to flee. Joining us now is retired New York City firefighter and co-founder of NY Fire Consultants, Jim Bullock. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
FDNY Commissioner Daniel Nigro says the majority of the deaths and injuries caused by the fire were from smoke inhalation. I'm wondering, how common is that and what should people do? What should we do to avoid it?
Well, actually, most victims of a fire is from smoke inhalation. Less of a percentage is actually from the fire itself, you know, but it's the products of combustion is very toxic and it goes out into the hallways and the stairways, and that's where people run into problems.
You know, in Sunday's fire, many of those who tried to escape were the ones who suffered the worst injuries or died. But how can we know, Jim, in a situation like that, whether to try to get out or to stay put? And when I ask this question, I'm thinking of Ken Otisi, who was on the 12th floor, who looked out and saw the smoke and decided to go back into his apartment and put wet towels around the door to keep the smoke out. And as he was describing that for us, I kept thinking, how long can he safely stay in there? Because you don't know exactly the extent of the fire and just how severe it is at that particular time.
Okay, basically what you need to know beforehand, and in New York City, they send out a fire emergency preparedness guide, which tells you what the building is. Is the building combustible? That means the building itself will burn, or is the building fireproof, non-combustible, and what he called that means is fireproof, that the building will not burn. If that's the case, it's fireproof. If the fire is not in your apartment, you stay in your apartment and try to keep smoke from coming into your apartment, because the fire will not extend to your apartment if you're far away, because it's fireproof. The building does not burn. So you just put towels on the door. You could put tape around the vents in the bathroom. Go to the window, open the window from the top and the bottom. And if smoke does not come in, leave it open. If smoke comes in, you close it. Never break the window, because then you have no control of smoke coming in. If you're in a combustible building, in other words, the building's built of wood, the building's going to burn. Then you leave right away, but not in a fireproof building.
So that's something, Jim, you're saying we should all know whether it's combustible or non-combustible construction.
Right. You should, every 3 years now, used to be every year, but every 3 years, a fire emergency guide is sent to every occupant of the apartment and all the building staff. And on it, it says whether the building is fireproof or non-fireproof.
And was this building fireproof in the Bronx? Do we know?
I do not know, because I did no CFO that I could find right now. And it was built under federal funds, so I don't know. The people in the building should know, because that guide is mailed to everybody. It's not mailed to me, so I don't know. I think it is.
Yeah, so if all of us are listening to this conversation now and we live in a 100-year-old building with no fire escape and no sprinkler system, what should we know? Or if we're in a 5-floor walk-up with one staircase, for instance?
If you're in a walk-up, it probably is combustible, and you should leave the building right away. And you want to find that fire emergency preparedness guide. There's one mailed to you, and there should be one in the lobby. Look at it, and first thing you do is see if it's combustible or non-combustible. The one that's mailed to you has all kinds of directions what to do in case of fire, and at the same time, all the apartment doors, the backside of the door, the exit door, the back of the door, has a fire safety note that tells you exactly what to do in your building.
Jim, the FDNY officials are saying that this fire might have been caused by a space heater that malfunctioned. What are best practices for using one of those if we have to rely on them to stay warm, as cold as it's getting?
Okay, well, you want to make sure it's not an old, outdated space heater. You want to make sure it's UL approved. And then you want to know the newer ones, that it gets tipped over, it automatically turns off. So you want, you know, that you want to keep it 3 feet away from combustibles, which would be curtains, newspapers, anything near it. You got to be 3 feet away. I want to make sure the electric is right. If it's old, the plug is not worn, the wire is loose. And when it goes into a plug, it should go into a plug, not a three-way plug or any extra plug, because it uses a lot of electricity. And you want to make sure it fits in tight. It's not wiggly where it'll make a spark. And you want to keep dogs, children away from it because you don't want to knock it over.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're listening to Jim Bullock. He's the co-founder and president of NY Fire Consultants, giving us some tips this morning on fire safety. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.